Wrestling Podcast. We were hosts, Emmett Sherlock, me, and then Will Hudson. How you doing, Will?
Good, how are you?
Doing pretty good myself. And today we have a special guest, Keegan O'Toole. How are you doing, Keegan?
I'm doing great. It's a good day.
Definitely, definitely. So let's get these questions. So first, what are some of your accomplishments of your high school career? And can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a Fargo champ, Super 32 champ. I won my fourth high school state title this year. And I don't know. I like having a good time, and I love to wrestle. So pretty
Awesome,
simple.
awesome.
Yeah. So, do you have a favorite wrestler, or like favorite wrestler to watch, and why?
Definitely Yanni. Love that guy.
Yeah. Why Yanni?
He came in, did a camp. It was last year, like probably a little over a year ago, and he's just such a good guy. You know, he's gonna do what he can to help you. And I think I
Definitely.
wrestle a little bit like him. Obviously not nearly as good as him, but I can whenever I watch a lot of his film, I can see myself doing a lot of the stuff that he does. So, and he's just fun. He likes to score points, he likes to scramble, and that's how I'm taught to wrestle. So
Nice.
definitely not.
So, you won the Junior Hodge Trophy. What were your emotions after winning that, high level award?
Completely like forgot that they did that, so I didn't really. I was like, oh dang, that's pretty cool. But it's just like I'm just grateful to have those type of opportunities and get those accomplishments. And I really didn't think that I was deserving of that award. I bet there's a bunch of other people that could have been worthy of that. But no, it was definitely awesome. Something that only one person gets a year, so I feel pretty special about getting it, but can't let it go to your head, I'd say.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do you ever think about like, whoa, I'm the Spencer Lee of high school wrestling?
Ugh, not really, because Spencer Lee's so much better than me.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's something cool. It's good for the sport of wrestling. It's just to promote it, which I really like.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your freshman year, you wrestled at 120 pounds, and now in your last year of high school, you wrestled at 160. What did you do to gain this weight? Was it just like lifting, or did you just grow?
Yeah, no, I definitely it was definitely a lot of growing, 'cause I didn't really start growing until I was like a sophomore, junior in high school. Like I always didn't have any muscle. I would work out, I would lift, but one, it wasn't consistent, and two, I would grow. Like I didn't, like I said, I didn't really start hitting puberty growing until I was like 17, 18 years old. So
Nice.
yeah, definitely just started shooting up. And still
So,
am. I'm still growing, which is kind of frustrating because I want to be able to settle into a weight eventually here. But nothing I can do about that if I keep getting bigger, can't stop myself.
yeah, definitely. So you have won a lot of big tournaments, and you've been to a lot. Do you have a favorite that you've been to?
I definitely really, really enjoyed wrestling at the UWW Junior World Team Trials last year. That was probably one of my most favorite events.
Nice.
That or
Yeah.
Super 32.
Yeah,
Okay.
going along with that, which tournament do you think was the toughest?
Ooh, probably. Dang. Either the US Open or the Trials.
Definitely.
Especially
Fair. Nice.
competing in the first year UWW Junior, I was wrestling guys that were in college for 2 years.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Was tough.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I'm guessing.
Now, do you have a toughest folk style tournament?
Super 32, I think, for sure.
Okay. So you train at Askren Wrestling Academy. Who are some of your main training partners there? And how cool is it to roll around with Ben and Max and get some tips with them?
I know I've been being coached by them since I was 11, 12 years old. So it's they've grown as like my mentors, coaches, like almost parent-like figures. But my training partners are pretty much anyone there. We have a lot of good training partners. You know, my future teammate Ellis Flagger, Parker Keckeisen, Aiden Madora, Josh Otto, Jacob Roshka, Peyton Mako. Just the list could go on and on.
Definitely.
I don't really have a couple set of specific training partners. I always try to grab everyone because everyone can give you a different feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, having minds like Max and Ben and Coach Messenbrink, it's just, it's awesome.
Yeah. So do you ever roll around with Max and Ben?
Yeah, I definitely do. But Ben's getting a hip replacement, so.
Oh, yeah.
He's not doing too hot. And Max, last time I wrestled with him was during the high school season, but he has a really bad back. So he doesn't wrestle too much, but yeah, it's definitely not fun when you're going live with them.
Does it get fun when you do some of the scrambles with Ben or no?
Yeah, it's fun, but like I always end up on my back. So like I was doing a private lesson with Max probably during the high school season and we were working top and he just got on top of me and just was like, all right, try to get out. I was like, okay. So tried to get out. I think I got probably like 50 plus back points given up against me in a matter of like 6 minutes.
Dang. Ooh.
Yeah. So would you ever want to do MMA when you're done wrestling, kind of like Ben did?
Yeah, probably not. I don't like getting punched in the face.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people.
Yeah. You know.
All right, so next question is, what do you like the most about competing? Like, what's the best part?
Winning. I love to win.
Yeah.
And also just being able to go to different places, travel and wrestle different people. I think that's also awesome. But yeah, definitely winning. Probably the best part.
Yeah. So do you have a hidden talent that not a lot of people know about?
I love to frisbee golf, and I'm pretty good at it.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that the thing that Ben does?
Yeah, he did do it a while ago, but does not do it anymore as much. We did actually build a course on his property, though, over the past couple of years.
You think you beat him in frisbee golf?
Oh, yeah. He would definitely say no, but I think I could take him.
Nice. So, going on with that question, what other things do you like to do on your free time?
Frisbee golf. I love going out on the lake. I'm very fortunate. I live by a lot of lakes and have friends that live on lakes. So, yeah, definitely those two things.
Yeah. So you posted a picture of yourself wake surfing, on Instagram. I think it's wake surfing. Mm-hmm. Do you like wake surfing? And how cool is that?
I love it. I mean. Long story, but basically me and my buddy, one of my teammates, Jack Ganos, he has a boat that we usually go out on a lake over by our houses, but that his boat like completely malfunctioned and started smoking the last time we were on it.
Oh.
So that's been a little bit out of commission, but we would do it probably like once or twice a week at least.
Oh, dang, yeah. That's probably awesome. After a hard practice, go out on the lake.
We don't do it after practice, just because our practices don't start till 7:30. But yeah, definitely during the day.
Okay. So, you've been who's number one, and you won that too. How awesome is the atmosphere there when you have a crowd?
That's very nerve wracking when you're running out of the tunnel. But once you start wrestling and start hearing the crowd, especially when it's in your favor, it's awesome.
Yeah. Especially
at Carver, that's close to home, so my family. A bunch of my high school teammates, my coaches could all come and watch. The first year I went, I was in Pennsylvania. None of my family came. Only had my coach with me. So, yeah.
What weight were you when you went the first time?
138.
138,
yeah. So, I could be wrong, but weren't you like a big underdog in who's number one?
This year?
Last time.
Last year, as in when I was at 160 or 138?
160, I think.
Yeah, Carver. I definitely probably was the underdog because I was coming up a weight class.
Yeah.
He just won Fargo. I choked at Fargo. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes. It's all right.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, so What do your friends think about your wrestling success?
My friends, I don't know. We don't really, when we're together, it's more of just, if we're wrestling, we just grind and get better. But when we're just hanging out, I don't know, it doesn't really, we don't really talk about wrestling too much when we're just hanging out, maybe a little bit, but it's nice to get away from it and get some time to just, you know, be a kid, have a good time.
Yeah.
Do fun, do stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Put four people on it, on the back of a tube and get whipped as hard as you can, stuff like that. That's fun.
Yeah. I went to a lake last week, and we did a lot of that.
Nice.
So you're going to wrestle for the University of Missouri. What weight class do you think you're going to wrestle?
I think I'll be 157 to start, and then I'll probably move up to 165 within the future because getting a little bigger.
Yeah. What other schools were you looking at, and why did you commit to Missouri?
I committed pretty early. I committed at the end of my sophomore year. But I definitely was looking into Wisconsin a lot because, you know, close to home. I'd always go to their RTC practices and always made a connection with those guys. So definitely was looking there. That was a really big decision of mine. It was tough. I wish I would have waited maybe a little longer to make my decision just because, you know, I was a little bit younger and dumber when I was a sophomore and I've learned a lot through the years. So maybe it would have made my decision a little bit different. I don't know, but I'm definitely pumped to go to University of Missouri. And I made that decision because I felt at home there when I went there. I felt the same atmosphere that I get when I'm at AWA.
Okay. If you could say one thing that stood out to you about Missouri, what would you say that the most, you know, what was the deciding factor that made you want to go to Missouri?
The culture, definitely the culture and the way they think about wrestling.
Nice.
So do you know who some of your partners in the room would be?
Oh, yeah. Around my way, yeah. Jarrett Jacques, Brock Muller, Peyton Mako, Sean Harmon, Ellis Flegger, the list goes on and on and on. Grant Lee. Those are only guys that are around my way, too. I'm like I said, I grab everyone in the room. I'll grab tiny guys. I'll grab freaking 197 pounders.
Yeah.
Can learn stuff from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Did Ben want you to go to Missouri? Did he like talk to you about Missouri?
I don't think he really wanted me to go any certain place. I think he wanted me to do what was best for me, which I was very appreciative of. I think he definitely maybe wanted me to stay home because he was coaching the RTC. I remember having that conversation with him, but I think he knew that I was in good hands going to the zoo, and he knew what it was like there, and he knew how good I could get there. So,
yeah. So I think we talked about this before we got on here, but do you plan to redshirt your freshman year at Missouri?
Yeah, especially this year with everything that's going on. I want to take a year to get better. I plan on wrestling a lot of freestyle because of the college season is going to be most likely shortened, if not canceled, which is kind of stupid. But they're doing senior nationals in October. I plan on going to that. Juniors,
nice.
I'm doing that. Everything. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's good. Going to everything you can. How old were you when you started wrestling, and how did you get into the sport?
I was like 5 years, 5 or 6 years old. One of those two. I don't know. It was like, I was a pretty wily kid. I liked to do a lot of stuff that got me in trouble. You know, I would climb up on everything. Set our kitchen table on fire one time. I wasn't the brightest, but I was also just wild. I needed something that would take my energy down, and wrestling's perfect. And my dad wrestled just a little bit in high school, and not too much. But yeah, I just gave it a try, and I got somewhat decent at it, so.
Yeah.
stuck with it.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of success as, like, a little kid?
I would say yes, but I don't necessarily think that's a good thing. Like, I would have much rather, you know, taken my childhood, and, like, this is just me looking back and being a little bit critical on maybe the people around me or myself. But I think as a little kid, it shouldn't matter. I mean, winning, like I said, winning's good. Winning's good for a little kid to understand what it's like to win and lose, but that shouldn't be the main focus, and I felt like maybe that was what it was a little bit for me when I was younger. And I don't think that necessarily was a good thing, but luckily that changed. But, yeah, I would say I had a pretty decent success. I won our youth state tournament pretty much every year. But yeah, I would say that it's more important to just learn to love wrestling when you're younger and have unstructured workouts and just go find the fun in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know you said you're pretty successful, but most people have a switch when they become, you know, a really high level wrestler. When would you say you flip that switch, you know, to become more successful? Like top.
It was probably my sophomore year when I wrestled at the UWW Cadets. I was just wrestling 60 kilos, which is 132. And that was pretty rough to make. But I took fifth. Yeah, I was made the semifinals and ended up taking fifth. I lost to a kid from Florida, that really tough kid. But, I mean, I was losing 8-0 in freestyle, and I scored 7 points in 50 seconds. So nice. I don't know why I just didn't do that the whole time. And then, yeah, I was wrestling Bo Bartlett. And I was beating him 4-1 going in the second period, and I gave up 7 points in a row, just like that. There was definitely something mental there, and, you know, I was pretty much just had a talk with Ben after the tournament, and that little talk just – something clicked, and I went to junior duels a month later, and I went undefeated. I beat one of my buddies, Michael Koyoko, who was a 2-time Ironman champ. And I beat a tough kid from Indiana, who was a Super 32 placer, and couple tough kids from California and Pennsylvania. So, and then I went on to Fargo and I went up a weight class and won the dang thing. So yeah, that definitely talk my sophomore year.
Yeah. So I can kind of tell that you and Ben kind of have a good relationship and he means a lot to you. What's like the biggest lesson he has taught you, and how much does he do for you?
Man, that dude does so much for me. I would not.
Wait, Keegan, we can't hear you.
Yeah, well, can you, Keegan, can you answer that question again?
Wait, we still can't. Oh, okay, now you're good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the biggest lesson that he ever taught me was probably don't afraid to be great, and don't hold yourself back, and obviously believe in yourself. And that sounds really simple, but I struggled with that for a long time. Just, I would be in big matches and I wouldn't pull the trigger. I would just kind of put my head down and take the L. So that, and or just being a competitor, you know, like the example that he gave me was when Burroughs wrestled Chimizo at Beat the Streets on the slippery mat, you know, the match before Jordan Oliver, he was complaining a lot of times, like, the mat's too slippery, but
yeah.
The guy who's wrestling Asgarov had the same situation, and Chimizo had the same situation, and you didn't see Burroughs complain once because he's just a great competitor. He didn't let it affect him, so probably that.
Yes. So do you have a favorite style, and which style do you think you're probably the best at?
Tough question. Probably freestyle, just because that's what the world does.
Okay.
It's close. I love being on top in folk style. I love to slap cradles on dudes.
Yeah.
Nice. So, do you know what you're going to major in college yet?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go into – I think I'm going to be a personal financial planner. So,
Awesome.
Yeah, stuff like that. Try to get into the business school. So
definitely, that sounds a good plan.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have plans on wrestling after college or going into
we'll your see. Major? We'll see. I have dreams of becoming an Olympic champion. And I want to give that the best shot I can, but you know, obviously there's life after wrestling, and I'm really, really getting into what I'm going to be studying in college. I've been reading quite a bit of books. I actually got a book right over there on my nightstand. But, yeah, I mean, I want to give it the best shot I can, like I said, but after that, I definitely want to go into next year.
Yeah.
So what if you had to pick one thing you like the most about wrestling, what would it be? So like, you know, the competitive aspect of it, or you know, the training, like what do you like the most?
It's individual. Yeah.
Wait, Keegan, can you like it's, move what? Your are you like sitting on your speaker?
Oh, am I Keegan?
Yeah.
It just sounded like a little damp. Yeah, good now.
My favorite thing is just that it's individual. If you win, you can take all the credit. And if you lose, it's all on you. Obviously there's other factors, like you should be giving back to your coaches and your family, because without them, you wouldn't be where you are. But most of it's on you.
Yeah. So what motivates you to keep on getting better, when you're on top right now?
Like, as of right now, I'm not going to lie, I think probably a bunch of people are feeling this, but it's kind of hard to stay motivated right now.
Yeah.
Especially when you're not really training for anything. But Ben was talking to us about it the other day. Is it maybe emotional maturity? Like, being able to focus when you don't want to? So, like, sometimes there'll be days I dread going to practice. Like, I don't want to go, like,
yeah,
I'm doing this just because, like, I'm not going to be wrestling anytime soon. I could just go hang out with friends. But, you know, you got to just say, all right, well, what do I want to do with my life? And I want to be a four-time NCAA champion. And what's going to – if I go to practice, that's going to help me. If I go hang out with my friends, that's not going to help me. So staying motivated in that sense. Sometimes it's you don't want to do it. But I love when people say, well, I don't want to do this. But – you gotta do something. You gotta do things you don't like sometimes in order to be successful.
Yeah.
That's how I'm motivated as of right now.
Nice. How cool is it now that last year, like a couple months ago, you made history and became the 18th person to win 4 individual state championships in the state of Wisconsin?
That was probably one of the most special moments for me in wrestling, even if it was only a state tournament. Like I said, I won Super 32 Fargo, and those were amazing. Set those goals up, but I think it was so special to me because it was at home, and I set that. That was like the first big goal I set. Like I set that probably as a 10-year-old, 9-year-old.
Yeah, I think I read that in an article. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So I've been dreaming of that moment for like a decade-ish.
Yeah. Wait, so at your state tournaments, I know your senior year, you like pinned everyone, but like your freshman and sophomore year, did you have a lot of close matches?
My freshman year, my first match was attack. Second match, I won 11-4. Third match, I won 9-0. And then in the finals, that was my closest match, 7-5 against the senior.
Oh, okay. Well, wait, was that you said it was at 20, right?
No, the 120, yeah. Just a little guy.
Nice. So you kind of dominated the state tournament.
Yeah, years after that, I did not really have any close matches.
Yeah. Awesome.
So in an article, it says you take a lot of pride in your school, in your schoolwork with a 3.5 GPA, which is really good. Why do you think it's important to make sure you're on top of your schoolwork and just not only on wrestling?
That is definitely difficult because it's season. You kind of just brush schoolwork off to the side because you want to achieve what you set out to do in wrestling. But like I said, I really realized this probably just this year, that there is life after wrestling. Like, no matter how much you love it, no matter how much you want to be involved in wrestling, there is life after wrestling, whether that's family, whether that's a career. And I want to make a ton of money when I grow up. I want to be rich. So in order to do that, the best, I got to put myself in the best possible position. So that's getting good grades, you know, educating myself on what I'm going to be doing. So that's getting ahead of the game. And then, so I think it's just cause, yeah, for me, I want to make a bunch of money and want to enjoy what I do. So.
Nice. You've gotten to wrestle a lot of people, but is there anybody that you would want to wrestle even from the past or the present? Like, is there one guy from the past or present that you want to wrestle?
That's a tough question. I really want to wrestle. I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I really want to wrestle Sammy Sasso.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So.
Well, how do you predict it goes? How do you predict the match goes?
Oh, in my head, I say I beat him. But you know, he's obviously he's really good.
Yeah.
He's number one ranked guy at 149 at some point during the college season, but you know, I think there's a lot of hype around him, and one of my buddies wrestled him, Peyton Mako, and lost a 12-10 match to him, and I want to take him out, so.
Yeah. Awesome. Maybe get that on one of those flow cards.
We'll try.
That would be pretty hyped match, I would say. It would be very, very fun match to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you have any questions?
Yeah, so do you have a favorite wrestling brand?
That's really tough. If we're talking about apparel, then definitely Nike. Shoes wise, I would say Asics. I love those Japanese shoes that I have. They're so comfy. They're light. But then Asics, then Nike. So I'd say, yeah, probably Nike.
Okay. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about your Japanese Asics. Where did you get those?
Actually, Yanni hooked me up with those. He ordered them off a website.
Some Japanese website.
Yeah, it's like a Japanese global market.
Yeah, I know.
I was able to get a pair. I got two pairs, actually. One I won off a bet. The first one I just bought with my own money. They're really expensive. They're only like 180. But then when you have it shipped from Japan, that's far away. So it ends up like 250, 240, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's cool.
What colors do you have of this?
I got blue and red for the first pair I got, and my next other pair were white and gold. So,
yeah, those blue and reds, those are so nice.
Yeah. I have a question. What do you like to do before a tournament to warm up and you know get in the mindset about to have a match? What do you like to do?
Well, like during the high school season, you know, we would have our usual team warm up, and that's just kind of going through. It's just getting your body warm and just a little refresher of everything that you do. So, like, we'd do like 2 minutes takedowns, 2 minutes on top, 2 minutes on bottom, 2 minutes defense. So, like, down buckle behind, scrambling. And then we would do like spar match, so like 30 second periods, and then might get a couple fast feet, might get a couple sprints. Nothing too much. You just want to get your heart rate up, break a sweat. Don't need to go insane.
Do you like to listen to music before a match?
I really used to never do that, but I got for Christmas. I got these pretty sweet beats, so put those to use. You know, and also it's kind of nice just to try something new. So this season, I really like listening.
Yeah.
Your favorite song?
Nothing in particular. You know, I'd branch out a lot. Sometimes I'd listen to relaxing music, like, you know, just some R&B. Sometimes I'd go, like, old 2000s, you know, like Jason Derulo, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then I would go, like, hardcore heavy metal music, you know, like Metallica, AC/DC. Love that.
Nice.
And then most of the time I would say I'd probably listen to, like, rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite rap artist right now?
Juice WRLD, even though he's dead, but really like him.
Yeah, Juice is a legend.
Yeah.
Will, you got any more questions?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite food to eat after weigh-ins?
I'm not too big on, like, I didn't really cut any weight, so I wasn't, like, super, I never really, like, had a, you know how some people, like, buy their food really in advance. Like, the first thing I'm going to eat, the second thing I'm going to eat, the first thing I'm going to drink.
Yeah.
I would just, you know, pack what's healthy. I think I noticed that the most was at the U.S. Open last year. I the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. I was wrestling in the Constellation of Four, so we had a break. And our hotel was connected to where we wrestled at South Point Casino. So we went back to our hotel room for like 2 hours, and I just, like, for some reason, I blanked that I had to wrestle, and I just ate like a bunch of Oreos. Like, I'll cut a lot of weight for that, so my stomach hurt so bad. I couldn't warm up. My stomach hurt so bad. And then I went out and lost this match to a kid who's tough, but I really should not have lost to him, I don't think.
Yeah, that happened to me once. I was cutting some weight, and I went to this breakfast buffet and had like 5 pancakes an hour and a half before I had to wrestle.
That's cool. But yeah, no, just stuff that's good for you. Fruit, peanut butter sandwiches, carbs, you know, a little bit of pasta, a little bit of meat, simple sugars, just kind of stuff that's not like anything entertaining, but my go-to would probably be like a peanut butter sandwich with, you know, a Gatorade or just some water, like a banana or an apple or a Clif Bar or granola. And then sometimes I'll be able to bring like maybe a Jimmy John's sub or a Subway sub. Nothing fancy, just stuff that's good for you. It'll get you going.
Going on with that, do you have a favorite food to eat when you're cutting weight?
When I am cutting weight?
Like a low, you know, low calorie, light food.
Probably just like simple bread and toast.
Nice, so awesome.
It's just like, it's really not that bad for you. But I don't know, I just love it.
Yeah.
That'd be my dessert.
Nice.
So Will? You have like plain chicken for your meal, and then like toast for your dessert.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. Morning would be like eggs, fruit. Lunch would be like chicken and broccoli or a little bit of rice, and then dinner would be maybe some ground beef and vegetables. And then if I really have a bad craving, I'll just go pop a piece of bread in the toaster and sprinkle a little butter or garlic on it. And that's so good.
Yeah. So I think that's all we have for you.
Yeah, I think today. That's all we have. Thanks for coming on. It was very fun talking to you.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I'm glad you guys this is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Maybe we get you back on here after you win a 4-time national champion and Olympic champ. We'll get you back on here. All right.
That'd be awesome.
So thank you, and see you guys next podcast.
Yeah, bye. All right. Take care.
You too.
See you, Keegan.
Bye.